right, welcome back to the WILO Party Line, presented by CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, the newest addition to the Casper Media Group family, along with BooneCountyDailyNews.com and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, our big deals site. We love BigDeals.com. TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tanning in Antioch, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, which I just mentioned, sorry. Vierks Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. I should probably retype that, Melissa. And, well, you know, nobody prepared me for...
I'm not saying anything, yeah.
Nobody prepared me for CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. I got to revise all this.
I know.
Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, and Ivy Tech Community College, also giving us a helping hand on the air with WILO Party Line. In the studio with us, one of our favorite guests. I think we had them double booked last time. I think we had Coach Kids and then we had...
We did this on purpose. Ken and I did this on purpose because we need a day of light personalities.
Yeah.
Even though subjects may not always be light, it's just nice to have the bubbliness. And we need that every once in a while in this place, and to have it back to back is great.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, absolutely. So you look tanned, rested, back to fighting trim.
Yeah, I had vacation since I saw you last.
Yeah, so. I was going to ask you, how did that go? Because that sounded like that was going to be great.
It was wonderful. You know, when you just lay by the pool and read books and that's it, and eat. And sleep, eat, and read. That's what we did. So it was very refreshing. And, you know, sometimes you just need to recharge. And for me, like that week after Thanksgiving is my recharge time, and it prepares me for the busy time, and then, you know, get to recharge again at the holidays. So it was good, much needed, and it definitely refueled my tank. So
cool deal. Yeah, I'm waiting for mine. Mine's coming. I told these guys, I said, I'll troop through the holidays as much as I can, but I said after the holidays, I'm going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah. Everybody needs that, you know.
And then I'll take some again in the spring, so.
When I was younger, I made that mistake of thinking, like, I never needed to take a break, even at work, lunch break or, you know, my 10-minute breaks or vacations, and I was just a workaholic, and really, you're not doing yourself or your mental health any good.
No,
so, older and wiser.
That's the way I am, unfortunately, and that's probably the reason why I got sick like I did, because Cindy keeps reminding me of that. You cannot work 7 days a week. Quit doing it. So.
Yeah. Well, and considering that you are with Healthy Communities of Clinton County, Laura, I'm glad you kind of came. I know that when people reach out for help, sometimes there's a defining moment that's kind of the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for you when you realized I'm working too much? Did you have if I'm not being nosy, was there a health moment or a moment of I'm so stressed out I can't function? Or
yeah, I used to be a director of nursing for 23 years and literally was on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and probably worked 70 plus hours a week every single week.
Mm-hmm.
I probably never got a full night of sleep that wasn't interrupted by a phone call in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got remarried after my first husband died, it was a long time, and then I got remarried, and when I was a single parent, you know, you had to do what you had to do to raise your kids and pay the bills. And, you know, being in nursing administration is what I had to do to, you know, be a single parent. When I got remarried to Adam and I didn't have to do it anymore, it was like this epiphany to me. Like, I don't have to do this anymore. And I don't want to do this anymore. I want to enjoy my life. And, you know, he just said to me, Laura, you don't have to do this. You don't even have to work if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my notice in, and that lasted about 2 weeks of not working. And I'm a caretaker by heart. I have to help people. That's what I do. I mean, that's why I became a nurse. That lasted about 2 weeks. And at the time, his sister was working at Healthy Communities. And she said, we're looking for help. And so I said, okay, that sounds like a great place to be. And I just really was going to start there at part-time because, like you said, I just had that moment where I felt like I needed the time with my kids, and I needed that mental health break. And so
plus you had a new marriage you were trying to keep up and running,
right? And I just thought I'm going to just do this part time, and you know, I've worked since I was 14 years old, and I'm going to just take this break and just work part time. Then I started at Healthy Communities, and I just fell in love with what I was doing. And you know, I do work a lot of hours now again, but it's different because I love what I'm doing so much it doesn't feel like work.
Right.
And I'm sure the sense of mission also gives you it's like I feel like I'm doing, it's like when we do the volunteer fair, the senior fair, we feel like we are doing something for the community.
Exactly. It's so rewarding that you know, a lot. I mean, not every aspect of my job. Obviously, there's parts of it that are feel like work.
Right.
But so much of what we do is so enjoyable that it doesn't feel like work. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's not stressful. It's so rewarding that it's just a different level than my previous job in nursing administration.
Now, are all of you girls, because you have sisters, mm-hmm. now are all of you girls involved in healthcare? I mean, I know Libby is.
So all of us are. Actually, my sister Lisa works at Health the Community and does the finances. Okay. And Libby's a nurse, and my sister Lacey's a nurse. But my sister Lana actually is works for the city of Lafayette in their engineering department. So One sister is not. We always just teased her. She wanted to go to school with boys. But actually, she just is. That's her, you know.
Yeah.
She's a science math kind of mind person. And mm-hmm. So she is not in healthcare. My brother Jonas is not in healthcare. But the rest of us are.
Yeah, that's crazy to have that many of you mm-hmm. in the healthcare field.
Yeah, I think we're just all very similar that way. We're all caretakers.
Did any of that come from your parents?
Yeah, my mom's a nurse. Okay. So yeah, my mom's a nurse and worked at St. Vincent at the time hospital here. And was actually when she started, it was the Clinton County Hospital.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
So she worked at the hospital here in Frankfort. I can't even tell you how many years and retired from there, but she worked out here at the hospital for years and years. I mean, her whole nursing career was at the hospital here.
Yeah. So I was going to say, I thought I remembered that, but.
Yeah, she was the night nursing supervisor there for probably 30 years, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, she was around when my kids were born.
Yep. So most people who ever went through the hospital here in town and mm-hmm. know her. So yes,
yep,
yes,
definitely.
Yep.
Well, a lot. You guys have accomplished so much over the year, and I know you know that you're involved. I think a lot of people don't realize just how much Healthy Communities is involved outside of just your office. I mean, you guys are involved with other organizations, and we have such a network here in Clinton County. Mm-hmm. And then I also know that you guys are going out and you're helping other counties as well.
Yes, we
do. Get established. What's been some of the highlights for you? I mean, let's look back at 2023, because it's almost over.
Yeah,
you know,
it's crazy, isn't it?
What's some of the things that stand out to you out of, and I know that's hard to pick.
Oh, it is not. Actually, this year, the highlight of 2023, opening the Trinity Hope. Yep. Recovery Center. I mean, that by far the highlight of 2023. I mean, it was just really a thought at this time last year. And for us to open that in April, have our ribbon cutting in May, and I just did a report for the Community Foundation a couple of weeks, or last week, I think. And I think we're around 4,000 people we've already served. Yeah.
Just for this year?
Yeah. And wow. We did a soft opening in April, but really started seeing people really in May. And that's just phenomenal, you guys, that we've reached and touched that many lives.
Yeah, that quickly.
In that short of mm-hmm. a time. And that was through November. That isn't even counting December. So really in 6 months, over 4,000 people. It was just amazing. And that, like, it's such a true reflection of community, because, you know, we couldn't do it without our partners at St. Matthew's Church. I mean, that's really how this all got started, was them being willing to step out of their comfort zone and do some outreach in an area that most churches don't feel comfortable right. doing, and making this church building available for us. And then they stay involved. You know, they volunteer and help at events and have events at the church, old church building for us. And then, you know, our partnerships, Frito-Lay, you know, donates chips so that we always have chips for the, you know, activities that we have. And then all of our other organizations that have partnered with us, Community Foundation, the Clinton County government, the city, IU Health. I mean, I can't even, there's so many sponsors and, you know, people that have helped us. I can't even list them all. But it's just amazing that we have been able to do what we've done in such a short amount of time. And to serve and impact that many people in that very short amount of time, we could not have done it without all those partnerships. You know, I'm just going through United Way, the Clinton County Jail, you know, I mean, just all of these people who have helped and partnered with us, probation. I mean, you know, they're probably honestly our biggest partner because they help us with all of our peer recovery coach programs. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. Bauer Family Resources. I mean, when I just start thinking about all the partnerships we have that make that building continue to go and allow all that programming, it's just crazy to me.
Did you even remotely anticipate that that would be a reachable number?
You know,
we
really didn't have any idea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big person of you throw all the spaghetti at the wall and you see what sticks. And that's what we did. You know, we threw the spaghetti at the wall and we were doing programming 5 days a week at first. And, you know, then we saw what was, you know, stuff people wanted to do and what they didn't. And then we've taken back some of those things that weren't popular or maybe we were flooding it a little bit too much. And so, you know, we've pulled back a little bit on some of that and added some new programming that we were probably missing. And you know, I knew there was a need, but probably not as high in numbers as we have had. I didn't know it was that big. So yeah, it's been pretty phenomenal.
But there again, seeing those kind of numbers just shows one, the need, but two, also the success of the program itself. So
and it's really neat because it's a lot of evidence-based programming, and that's really hard to come by. You know, it's easy to start programs that are just, you know, things that you believe in and, you know, that you feel like are a good program. But to offer evidence-based programming that's scientifically based and proven to be effective, you know, and we offer so many really good evidence-based programs. And those are hard to come by, and we're able to do a lot of those there. Tomorrow I'm finishing a parenting program called Guiding Good Choices. I think I've had 11 or 12 different parents, you know, attend that. And, you know, that warms my heart that we have, you know, all of these parents who are very interested in how they can be a better parent, you know, and that's my third round of that this year, you know, and so just those sort of things. And, you know, people who want, you know, none of these are mandated programs. They're coming because they want to be there. You know, we had a men's recovery cafe last night. I think there was 18 men there, you know, and they're there because they want to strengthen their recovery. And, you know, all of those things are great. I think we have a couples recovery cafe tonight. It's an unusual night for us to have. It's normally next Monday, but obviously that's Christmas, so we've changed that to tonight. And so those are couples who are in recovery together, either both of them or one's in recovery and one is not. And they come there and learn how to support each other in that recovery process and how to get through those, you know, rough times. And so, you know, all of that evidence-based programming is huge. And, you know, to have a place and partnerships to be able to carry that out is really instrumental.
Got Laura Archibald in here today from Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And last time, I think it was Chris you brought in with you to to discuss the... now, does he do recovery in general, or does he focus on the male
No, he's our Directory of Recovery Services. So he runs everything over at the Trinity Hope Center. And like when we get referrals for peer recovery services, he will... go through that application, and then he puts that he pairs that person with the peer recovery coach he feels like would be the best match. And sometimes that may get into it and figure out, oh, they'd be a better match for somebody else, but we have to start somewhere, sort of thing. And so he pairs those people. He oversees all the programming at the Trinity Hope Center. We also have System of Care Navigators that he oversees as well.
He friended me recently on Facebook, which is why he was top of mind. I thought, well, that's cool. I must have made a decent impression on the young man.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he does a wonderful job at recovery services at the Trinity Hope Center. So, but that was definitely our highlight for 2023. You know, some years you look back and it's like there were so many good things, and not that there weren't a lot of good things, but that one is definitely a clear cut for 2023 for us.
Yeah, that having Dr. Gupta was kind of interesting for many of the organizations.
That was definitely my second thing I was going to say. Yeah, having Dr. Gupta, you know, and that wasn't just a Healthy Communities thing. I mean, that was a Clinton County thing.
Yeah,
and having the efforts that Clinton County has made in the recovery community be recognized at a White House level. I mean, that's amazing.
A lot.
You know. I say all the time, this isn't a me effort, this is a we effort, right? And, you know, it takes all of us at a countywide level and a citywide level to be on the same page doing these things, and for it to be not recognized just at a state level, but at a national level, and have somebody like Dr. Gupta come here to find out how we're doing what we're doing and why it works. I mean, that speaks volumes for the efforts being made here at a local level.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's almost like, you know, they're looking at locally, they're looking at everything you guys are doing to make a template mm-hmm. for other communities, yeah, no matter the size.
Yeah, Chris and I say all the time, you know, people ask us all the time, what, you know, how can we do what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no secret, okay? It's not like some secret recipe that we're hiding from everybody. What we're doing is replicable. We're not doing some special thing, but it takes all the people that are involved checking their attitudes and their agendas and putting them aside, and everybody working towards the better good. That's what it actually takes, is that everybody is doing what it takes for the people in recovery, and that it's not about you as an individual. It's not about your organization. It's about the people you're trying to help. And if you can get everybody on the same page and everybody is not looking out for themselves or their organization, and they truly are primarily focused on individuals in recovery, any community can make it work.
Yeah. And that, I mean, to me, that's a testament to everything that you guys have done. And the fact that you're going out in other communities and you're kind of helping them achieve the same thing that you've achieved here.
Yeah, and it, you know, it really starts at the top. I cannot tell you how lucky we are to have commissioners, county councilmen, city councilmen, a mayor, a head of a community foundation, a head of a United Way, you know, head of leadership at big factories and industry that are on board and that are helping. You know, when we add Dr. Gupta here and we're talking about a jobs program, when you have somebody from NHK and from Frito-Lay at the table and they're saying, yeah, we hire people with substance use disorder and we hire people that had felonies because we want to give people in recovery a chance to have a better life, that's powerful.
Yeah, it is. And that's something that 15, maybe even 20 years ago, we would not have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not here. Yep. I mean, I could go back that far. I know you can, too,
mm-hmm.
to look at it and say that all has changed.
Yeah. I mean, it really does. It starts at the top. And, you know, they always say things roll downhill, and it's true. And if you have great leadership at the top and you have people who are, you know, set the example, mm-hmm. and they set that expectation at a certain level, and they hold people accountable and they set that standard, people live up to that. And mm-hmm. so, you know, we've been very blessed to have the leadership at the commissioner, council, and mayor level that they have set this standard that they expect people to live up to. And, you know, we've just been very blessed with that in our community. And I think that's sometimes very often the biggest challenge other communities face, is they just don't have the support at the top like we do.
Mm-hmm.
I know, we're going into the holidays,
mm-hmm.
and you guys have had a lot of some of your holiday gatherings already,
mm-hmm.
That you've done. But what are some of the needs that you're seeing out there that maybe people can reach out to you and help with, things that you guys are trying to help with, especially during the holidays and also over the winter?
Yeah. So always during the winter, you guys, you know, always reach out to the homeless shelter, Home for the Night, and be in touch with the Center Township trustees. You know, the homeless shelter gets really full during the winter months.
Sure.
People sometimes during the summer choose not to stay there because it's nice outside, right? But they get really, really busy in the winter. And so making sure that you stay in touch with the Center Township trustee's office and the homeless shelter, you know, they're always looking for people for meals and things, and sometimes other donations. So stay in touch with them is one of my biggest things I encourage if people are looking to donate. The other thing is our recovery residences, 180 and WeCare. You know, a lot of the people who first come in there, once they're there a while, they get a job and they pay their rent and they help. But when they first come in, they need to focus on the recovery. And so when they first come in, a lot of times they don't work for a while. And so being able to help At those recovery residences is really also a nice way to be able to help during this holiday season. And a lot of those people have fractured their relationships with their loved ones. So they may not have places to go on the holidays. They may not receive gifts on the holidays. And sometimes it's those simple things like shampoo and deodorant and, you know, linen, bed linens and towels and things like that. And, you know, those seem like basic necessities to you and I. But when you're living, you know, in a
hand to mouth, really.
Yeah. And for them, those are big deals. So remember those people that are in highest need, you know, this year. I will say, you know, I feel like we've done a really amazing job with our toy drive this year. So every year, for the last 3 years, we have partnered with NHK. To do a toy drive this year. We did it, and we've served 62 families and filled toy orders for 165 teens and children.
Wow. That's wild.
Yeah. So NHK, Healthy Communities, collects donations for November and through last week of December. And then we also use our Walmart Good 360 donations that we get during the year to collect toys. And then this year, it's been neat. The United Way organized food bags with chips and cookies, jerky, nuts donated by Frito-Lay, and then sausage that was donated by AMVC Swine Health Services and Indiana Pork Producers. So they'll also get a food bag when they go in.
Nice.
So they'll get toys and a food bag, and even get to pick some stocking stuffers, because we had some like little stocking stuffer sized toys, and they can pick their bags and stuff up today and tomorrow between 10 and 4 at Trinity. So if they were signed up for that, they can pick those things up. They know who they are. Unfortunately, it's too late to sign up now, because we, you know, right. Obviously you have to stop at some point. Like I said, we filled 165 toy orders, so, you know, that's a lot.
That's great. Yeah. That's great.
And then tomorrow at Trinity from 4 to 7, we're having a gift wrapping party. So we'll supply all the boxes, tapes, wrapping paper. So if people want to pick their toys up and wrap them before they even get them home, so, you know, that they can do that, because sometimes that's not always easy to hide them, one.
Yeah.
Two, we also know that sometimes wrapping paper, tape, boxes, and that is also an obstacle.
Yeah.
So we're going to provide all the wrapping paper, tape, and boxes and all the stuff you need to wrap presents. And also, if people just have stuff already at their home and they want to bring it and wrap it there, they're welcome to do that. And wrapping presents is always a lot more fun with your friends. So
do you have any way that y'all could impart some wrapping skill to me, because I really, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, come on over. I'll show you. When you have six kids, you are an expert gift wrapper, let me tell you.
Put it this way. This is how my origami looks. Does that tell you anything? I'm showing that for the non-Hoosierland people, I'm showing her a wadded up piece of paper.
Yeah,
that's how good I am.
Come on over. I'll show you how to wrap a gift. So anybody who's interested, tomorrow 4 to 7 at Trinity, you can come over and wrap the gifts that you pick up, or you can bring gifts and wrap them as well. So we'll have some snacks and things, and just, it's going to be a party. So it'll be fun.
It sounds like fun.
So on a totally light note with this, I have to ask about gift wrapping methodology.
Uh-huh.
If it's something that is not in a box and it's oddly shaped, do you put it in a box and then wrap the box, or do you try to find a way to get the paper around there that doesn't look like you
put it in
you
a
had
box.
Too much coffee?
Put it in a box.
Okay.
Make it easy. No wonder your wrapping skills are not that great.
You're
making it too hard on yourself.
Have you not watched the tutorials on how to make a bag out of wrapping paper?
You know, the tutorial I'm worried about now is, can I convince my wife that, yes, you do need to put this in a box? Or more accurately, I need to put this into a box.
No, exactly.
Trust me, honey, it'll work better.
For my family, it all goes in a box, and then you have to duct tape the tar out of it with Gorilla Tape. Otherwise, the boys will steam it open.
Yeah, we went through those years, too.
Yeah, well, I'm talking the adults. I mean, these guys are in their 40s, and they'll still steam packages open.
Wow.
So, it's sad.
Wow, that's hardcore.
Yeah, exactly. That's the reason why shrink wrap and duct tape have become our wrapping paper.
Yeah, Gorilla Tape, that should take care of that.
I will say, I do remember enough from my Cub Scout days that I have actually wrapped a gift in aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
I have wrapped, and it's very awesome under the lights.
Comics.
I have wrapped one under the comics page.
Uh-huh.
When my twin cousins were young enough to appreciate crayons and things like that, we wrapped this huge gift in state maps of Indiana.
Oh, that's
which
cool.
I thought was awesome. Yeah.
Hey, when we were growing up, we couldn't figure out why Dad would always save all the comics out of the newspapers.
That was why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our Christmas was always wrapped in comics. And when we got older, we realized he was just cheap. He said wrapping paper is no point in buying it because all they're going to do is shred it anyway.
You know,
it's valid.
It's fair
valid.
Point.
Yeah. So with the comics, we would sit there and actually read.
Tried to tear the tape as carefully as
you
possible.
You were careful taking it off so that you could go back and reread the comics. So.
I hope Dagwood is able to finish his sandwich this time.
Yeah.
He said on taping.
Yeah.
My mom was hilarious because she was a last minute wrapper, and so she would always use boxes from the food, like cereal boxes or you know, the macaroni and cheese box. And so then, like, all of January, all of our food was just in bags in the cabinet.
No, honey.
I remember days like that. Yeah.
Guess what cereal you're eating today? You know?
No, honey, it's not actually a cereal box we gave you for Christmas. It is not full of Honeycrisp. It's
a
present.
You get a shirt, but it looks like honeycombs, you know.
That's funny.
But then in January, you just had to guess what food you were eating.
Could be meat. Could be cake.
I remember.
Could
be. Yeah, I remember days like that. My mom used to do that, too. I never thought about it, but she used to do that. I always thought she was just doing it to screw with my brothers because, you know, that's where the steaming comes from. My brothers were terrible about that, too. So I can remember them getting cereal boxes and stuff for Christmas, yeah.
I'll tell you, all
of our presents were always wrapped in food boxes growing
up. Same. I'll tell you the one time I did get creative, and it actually worked. I've only done it once. I built a box. It was a light gift. I built a box out of construction paper and did a little tab with scotch tape. So what would happen is when you opened that scotch tape, the entire box would just fall open, and there's your gift in the middle of it.
That's good.
I've never been able to do that since. Don't ask me how I did it. I'm not sure, but it was fun.
That's nice, yeah.
Boy Scouts didn't teach me that. I had to figure that one out.
And then if they did it early, then you knew, right?
Yeah. Well, I notice you've gotten into your present.
That's pretty tricky.
That is. That's pretty good, actually. Well, Laura, as always,
it's a
pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate it.
You're like Mary Tyler Moore. You light up the room with your smile. We always love having you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.
Happy holidays with the family. Enjoy it. And we look forward to seeing you in the new year with everything that's coming down in 2024.
I know. I'm excited. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
To you as well.
Thanks.
Looking forward to 2024 with our friends at Healthy Communities of Clint County, Laura Archibald and Hall, our friends over there. Hang it up?
Yep, hang her up.
All right. Melissa Miller says it's time to hang it up. We're hanging it up. It's WILO, the party line. Thanks so much for your company. Replays at 5 p.m. and midnight. And then, of course, we also have our HoosierlandTV.com coverage and the five most recent episodes on the party line page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com or Boone or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Go take a look. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller and our guest, Laura Archibald. Thanks for your company. Bye-bye. You're on WILO.